Welcome back. Today we're doing a proper drum and bass sound design staple, recreating that old-school rave stab. The kind of short, chunky chord hit that feels like it came off a dusty record, gets slammed through some 90s effects, then chopped up and used like an instrument. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around Ableton's MIDI clips, instrument racks, and basic mixing. The goal here isn't just make a chord sound. The goal is, make it hit like a sampled stab, sit in a 174 BPM roller, and stay exciting over a whole phrase. Alright, let's start with the musical DNA, because the chord voicing is honestly half the sound. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 176. Let's pick 174. Now choose a key. We'll use F minor because it's classic dark jungle territory. And for chords, don't overthink it. Old school stabs love minor, sus, and minor 7 shapes because they're chunky but a bit ambiguous. Try F minor 7, F, ab, C, ib. Or try F sus 2, F, G, C. Or F minor add 9, F, ab, C, G. Here's a coach tip. Start with voicing, not plugins. If your stab feels too pretty or too EDM, it's usually because the chord is voiced too wide. Keep most notes within one octave so it feels close and dense. Then, if you want size, take just one note, often the fifth or the seventh, and move it up an octave. That gives you width without turning it into a massive trance pad. Create a MIDI clip and draw your chord as a short hit. You can put it on eighth notes or 16th notes for now, but don't worry about the groove yet. We'll get the sound right first, then make it roll. Now we build the instrument. Create a new MIDI track, and drop an instrument rack on it. Inside that rack, we're going to create two chains. Chain 1 is the body. That's wavy-table, or analog if you prefer, but wavy-table is perfect for this. Chain 2 is the byte. That's operator, doing a short, edgy layer that helps the stab read on small speakers. Let's dial in the body first. On the wavy-table chain, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Basic shape saw is perfect. Turn on unison, set it to around 4 voices, and keep the unison amount moderate. Think 20 to 30% on amount, with to tune around 10 to 15%. You're aiming for thickness, not seasick wobble. Bring in oscillator 2 quietly. Square or saw, doesn't matter too much. Keep it supportive, like minus 10 to minus 18 dB compared to the main oscillator. The idea is, weight and complexity, without turning it into a super saw lead. Now filter it. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Start your cutoff around 1.2 kHz. Anywhere from 800 hC to 2.5 kHz is fair game depending on how bright you want the initial snap. Add some resonance, maybe 15 to 25%. And if there's a drive control, push a little, like 2 to 6 dB. That drive is part of the recorded feeling. Now the most important thing for a stab. The amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between 250 and 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release short, around 60 to 150 milliseconds. You want the chord to appear, punch, and get out of the way so it doesn't smear across your break. Now the filter envelope. This is where the pew or yeo movement comes from. Set envelope amount positive, maybe plus 20 to plus 40. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. So the filter opens right at the start, then closes quickly. That's your classic stab motion. At this point, play your chord hit. You should hear bright initial bite, then a quick close down into a darker tail. Good. Now let's add the bite layer with operator. Create chain 2. Drop operator in. For the algorithm, keep it simple. You can do a basic carrier straight to output, or a parallel style setup, but we're not doing FM madness here. We want a short, edgy front end. Set oscillator to square or saw. Keep the level moderate so it doesn't dominate the wavy-table body. Now add a touch of pitch envelope for a little snap, very small amount, with a decay of around 30 to 80 milliseconds. This gives you a tiny peck at the front, almost like a sampled transient. Then set operator's amp envelope, even shorter than the body. Attack 0. Decay 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain 0. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Optional but recommended. After operator, add an auto filter set to high pass, around 200 to 400 hC. That keeps this chain from bringing mud into the low mids. Remember, your sub needs space. The stab should mostly live above it. Now we've got a layered stab instrument. Next we glue it together and make it feel like it went through some classic rave processing. After the instrument rack and saturator, turn on soft clip. push drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and then compensate the output so you're not just being fooled by loudness. This is one of the key steps. Classic stabs are harmonically rich, slightly abused, and they sit in the mid-range because of it. Next, add chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode to start. Rate somewhere around 0.25 to 0.6 Hz, amount around 20 to 40%. Width can go wide, like 120 to 200%, but be careful. Too wide and it collapses in mono. Quick reality check tip. Throw a utility at the end of the chain and set width to 0 for a second. If your stab loses its whole body in mono, reduce unison or reduce chorus width, and rebuild the thickness with saturation and EQ instead of stereo trickery. Old records weren't relying on ultra-wide unison to hit hard. Now reverb. This is where people either nail it or ruin the groove. Old-school stabs often have a big character space, but it's usually controlled, printed, or thrown on specific hits. So instead of slapping a huge reverb directly on the track, I recommend putting reverb on a return track and sending into it. On your reverb, try decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, size medium large, low cut the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. You want vibe, not low mid fog and fizzy hash. Send just a bit at first, then later. We'll automate it so only certain stabs splash out. Now EQ8 on the stab track. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. The exact point depends on your chord voicing and what your bass is doing, but in drum and bass, it's usually safer to get the low end out of the stab so the sub can stay clean. If it's harsh, check the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz zone. A small dip of 2 to 5 dB can stop it from poking your ears every time it hits. And if the stab disappears when the drums come in, a gentle boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 1.8 kHz can bring back the speaking tone. Then add a glue compressor to control peaks. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. We're not trying to flatten it. We're trying to make it consistent. So far, so good, but right now, it still might sound like a clean modern synth stab. The secret sauce is resampling. This is where it becomes authentic. There are two easy workflows. First one, freeze and flatten. Right-click the stab track, freeze it, then flatten. Now you've got audio. Second one, and honestly the more fun one, resample to a new audio track. Create an audio track. Set audio from to resampling, arm it and record a few hits or even a little riff. Here's an extra coach move. Don't just record one perfect hit. Record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak cutoff, resonance, maybe the reverb send, just by hand. Then go back and chop out the best one or two hits. That's way closer to the vibe of sampling an old record, where every stab hit isn't perfectly identical. Once you've recorded, take the best hit and load it into Simpler. Put Simpler in one-shot mode. Add a tiny fade-in to avoid clicks. Now you can shape the amp envelope again, and you can use Simpler's filter for extra control. If you want dirt, add a very subtle redux, but keep it tasteful. Light downsampling. Minimal bit reduction. The goal is sampled, not broken. And if you want that real clean-to-dirty transformation, do a second print. In Simpler, add a bit of filter drive, maybe another saturator after. Then resample again with slightly different filter settings. That second print often starts behaving like a found sample instead of a synth patch. Now let's actually use this in a rolling drum and bass context, because a stab isn't just a sound, it's a rhythmic hook. At 174 BPM, classic offbeat skank is your starting point. Put the stab on the offbeats, thans. If you're looking at Ableton's grid in 4/4, that's like 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4 and so on. The exact grid labels can vary depending on your clip view, but you know the feel, between the kicks and snares. Next, think call and response with the bass. Leave the sub mostly clean, and let the stab live above around 150 Hz. If your bass is busy, use fewer stabs. If the bass is simple, the stabs can do more talking. And for fills into a drop, take one stab chop and repeat it at 16th notes for the last half bar, while you automate the filter opening. That's instant rave tension. Let's talk groove, because this is where intermediate producers level up. Velocity is your groove control. Map MIDI velocity to filter cutoff or filter envelope amount, so harder hits are brighter. Now repeated stabs don't feel like copy-paste, they feel performed. And micro-tining matters a lot at 174. Try nudging some stat hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds so they sit behind the snare, especially if your break is pushing forward. Then, for transitions, push one anticipation hit early by 5 to 10 milliseconds. That little push-pull is jungle swing. It's not always in the groove pool, it's in the micro placement. Now, make it sit with breaks. In drum and bass, the mid-range is crowded. Your stab has to punch without masking the snare. Add a compressor on the stab track for sidechain ducking. Sidechain input from your drum bus, or at least kick and snare. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking on drum hits. You're not trying to make the stab pump like house music. You're trying to make it bounce with the break so it feels locked in. One more quick mix trick if things still fight. Frequency slotting. Find where the stab speaks, often around 1 to 2 kHz. Then on the drum group, make a small cut there, like 1 to 2 dB with a medium EQ. It's not dynamic EQ, but it can be more musical than overcompressing the stab. Now a few classic rave automations. Automate a filter cutoff on the stab bus. Keep it more closed in the verse. Open it in fills and in the drop. Automate reverb send. Small most of the time, then a big splash on the last stab of a 4 or 8 bar phrase. And for the true jungle turnaround, take one hit and pitch it up plus 7 or plus 12 semitones, then filter it darker and give it more reverb. Use it sparingly at phrase end so it feels like a signature moment, not a gimmick. If you want darker, heavier DNB, pitch the resampled stab down by 2 to 7 semitones and then shorten the envelope again. It'll instantly go from ravey to moody. You can also try bandpass filtering for that ominous telephone vibe, somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.6 kHz with a bit more resonance. And if you want subtle old hardware instability, there's a spicy little trick, frequency shifter in ring mod mode. Very low frequency like 5 to 20 Hz, mixed quietly. It adds nervous movement in the mids. Keep it subtle and it reads vintage. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If your release is too long, the stabs smear over the break and kill the bounce. Keep them short unless you're deliberately doing a wash moment. If there's too much low end, it will clash with the sub and make the whole track feel floppy. High pass is your friend. If you go too wide with chorus or unison, mono playback will punish you. Do the mono check. If you skip resampling, it often stays modern synth clean. Printing is what makes it feel like a sample. This audio version is shortened for playback.